Live from Los Angeles, it's the Life Changes Show.
Look at the bright lights. Look at the bright lights.
With tonight's guest, spiritual pathfinder, author, and modern shaman, Kerry Hart.
Look at the night sky. Look at the night sky.
And musical guests, Bevan Manson and Andrew Leonard. I am Mark Legere, and now, your host, the MC, the Master of Change, Filippo Voltaggio.
I am so looking forward to this interview with our guest, Kerry Hart, and the music of Bevan Manson, because Bevan I have known for many years, and Kerry I have known for many years without knowing I knew her for many years, and I'll explain what I mean by that. In the meantime, I want to share that we have titled the show A Call to Greatness, and I can't think of a greater call. And how many of us actually get the call, or the call is there maybe for all of us, but how many of us actually heed the call? Then it's interesting that earlier today something happened, and then later on in the day something else happened, and they were both similar things that reminded me of the call that so few people seem to know that the phone is ringing, so to speak. So a friend of mine called me today saying that he had worked with or had auditioned or was planning on working with this pianist. And he's a violist, went to work with her. And as he left this experience with her, he walked away and called me and said, "I just had a horrible experience. I feel so small. This woman treated me so badly." And I said, "What did she do?" And he said, "She was condescending and she made me feel like I didn't know what I was doing." Now, this friend of mine is a brilliant musician. And so for him to be made to feel like this, there really is no reason. And it's interesting that he said something like, "You know, she said, a lot of people have tried to play this piece with me and that piece with me, but they have failed. Obviously, they knew they weren't up to it or they weren't good enough because they just never came back. They all disappear." And he said, "I wonder if she knows it's her. It's her. If she made people feel half as bad as I feel, it's definitely her. And I bet nobody wants to work with her." And then not but 2 hours later, I'm in the studio, we're getting ready for the show, and somebody else who's a musician, we were talking about when they were younger and how they used to play the bass, and he said, "Well, it's interesting, I played with this guy, actually this guy had been through every bass player in town, and I was the last one, and even I didn't stick around all that long, because the guy was just really hard to work with." And it reminded me, obviously, of the story of my friend just a couple hours earlier about this woman. And potentially, like, my friend is a brilliant player, and I trust this bass player is great as well. And these two people had opportunity to work with some fine musicians. And instead, they belittled them, or they made them feel not welcome or not happy or whatever it is, and people just left. When do we figure it out? Like, how often does this kind of thing happen in our life? And potentially, both of these people had the opportunity to work with greatness or be called to an even greater situation than they were in. But where they were and the fact that they weren't reading the signs certainly shut the door to the possibility to greatness, or they just didn't answer the call, so to speak. So it reminds me of the old adage that says, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. Well, maybe the teacher's been around calling, and they're just not answering. So this leads us to our call to greatness conversation with our guest, Kerry Hart. And speaking of greatness, we've got some great music with our musical guest, Bevan Manson, who has also brought a great musician with him, Andrew Leonard, all on the Life Changes show right after this.
True performance takes more than just working out. Every day we demand more from our body. But what does your body demand? Hunger is not your body's call for empty calories. It's your body asking for nutrients it's lacking. It's time to reward your body with Boku Superfood, made from the world's finest organic ingredients, vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and essential trace nutrients, all developed naturally and organically from nature's most nutrient-dense foods. Boku Superfood is quite possibly the best thing you can feed your body. So listen to your body. Reward it with pure, raw, beautiful food. Boku Superfood.
You are listening to The Life Changes Show, live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as Marianne Williamson, Gary Anthony Williams, Sharon Stone, and Alex Gray on our archive page at lifechangesshow.com. Or you can visit us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We are back. I am Filippo Voltaggio, and I'm sitting here with our co-host, Mark Lejeune, and gives a whole new meaning to hello. Hello.
Well, it really does. There's so many stories that relate to that. I just it reminds me of just how off we are in terms of missing the point of just relating. You know, we get caught into ego and we forget about just relating first. Mm-hmm. And then what journey can we go on by just relating rather than judging who we're working with, who we're playing with, or where they can take us, or what we can get out of a situation, or et cetera, et cetera.
Like, what is this moment really about?
Right.
Good point. I like that. We could take this conversation into so many different directions, and I'm curious to see where our guest is going to take it. She is an author, a spiritual pathfinder, and a modern-day shaman. She is Kerry Hart. Welcome to the show, Kerry.
Thank you. Hello. I'm delighted to be here. Absolutely delighted.
Well, we're happy to have you. You have some thoughts on this.
Oh, I do. The direction that I would take this is into the heart of your violist as opposed to the pianist. The way I see, well, several things. One is that it isn't my job to fix anyone else. It's my job to fix what's in me. And what I see inside your violist is that what we want to come from is a place of such deep self-love. And in fact, I have had messages that lead me to a picture of looking at life this way, that you have inside a center core that is your love, your truth, your unique being. And then outside that is your love of yourself. And your job here on the earth is to love yourself so deeply that you just want to shine and shine and shine and share all of that. And then you go out to love of others and relating to others. And then you go out to success and abundance. And our society tells us to go out for success and abundance. And we're all trained. It's like some of those experiences that we have, like with that pianist. And we take it as a personal injury when in fact it's our job to understand that what someone else says about us isn't even remotely important if we love ourselves deeply enough.
I love
that. Wow. Okay.
I love the way you said that. It's so true.
Yes. And it's as if this were scripted, and we know it's not, but it's as if it were, because what I was going to say is, I knew you and liked you before I knew you and liked you, because years ago, Dorothy Donahue, our executive producer, who is also a spiritual coach, and she gave me a visualization to read, and had me read it live for a group of people, and it's called You Are Love. And when I first read it, it brought tears to my eyes where I had to actually stop. And later on, she encouraged our friend, mutual friend Marco Misinato, to use his music and my voice to record You Are Love as a visualization. And then finally, years and years later, we turned it into a video, which we posted on the webpage with Carrie Hart. And why did we do that? Because in researching where did these beautiful words come from, we learned finally they came through you.
That's right.
And I say through you.
Yeah, that's right. Saying through me is exactly right. They came to me from a spiritual entity named Quado. And that came about by me going into my garden and bringing my woes and my questions into the garden. And a voice started answering in my head. And this voice was so wise and loving and true. And I said, well, who is this? Wouldn't you? And the answer was, I am Quado. And so that began my whole spiritual adventure. And I hadn't been seeking this at all. I hadn't been seeking it at all. I didn't even have any interest in things spiritual until Quado started speaking to me.
And who knew Quado was in the garden?
Who knew?
And so to the point of what you said, you are love, and what brought me to tears was exactly that, is deep inside of you, is in your core, is a light, is what yes. The words are of this visualization.
Yeah, and I'm finding more and more and more, the more I work with clients, the closer I come to a true understanding that this is what matters. This is the core of what matters. This is why we're here. Where everyone's running around saying, what's my purpose? Your purpose is to be you. It's to be you. That's why you're here. Mm. You're here as the manifestation of your soul spirit here on earth.
Wow. And so it doesn't matter what else anybody else's purpose is.
Their purpose is the same. We all have the same purpose. Yours is to be you, uniquely you, and is as expressively you as you possibly can be. And actually having the courage to bring out those parts of you that are completely unique and maybe don't match what everybody else thinks you should do. Mm. Maybe you have something inside you that is your gift. You know, we all look at the people, we all think we ought to be like someone else, but when you see someone who is really, who answers the call to greatness, who is really a shooting star, they're so original. Mm. They're so different.
They're uniquely them.
They are. They are. And they had to fight their way through. They had to have the courage to face confrontation, criticism, controversy in order to be unique, which we are, and you are, and you are, we are.
Sure. And you are. And out of curiosity, do you know of anybody that knows right away what they came here to do and they just do it?
Well, sure. There's that little three-year-old that goes up to the piano and starts plunking it out, and that's becomes a concert pianist. But it's kind of rare, isn't it? I find that's kind of rare. Most of us are floundering our way through life, and I think a lot of that is because of our, well, I don't know, some of it is maybe we just aren't as talented. But a lot of it is that we have to find our way through the conditioning that we're put through with our society and parents and school and this, what I'm saying about this core of loving ourselves, we're not taught that. Mm. We're not taught to love ourselves. We're taught to behave. We're taught to follow rules. Mm. We're taught that if we do this, we get punished, and if we do this, we get rewarded. And we get just like our Labrador, you know, where we're cautious, where we're jumpy, and that's our training.
Mm. And a lot of times our training is away from who we are.
Yes, isn't it? Isn't it? It is.
Well, I feel like I'm here now, so I'm okay, but why did it have to take so long? And I'm only thinking I'm here now. Like, I might find out 20 years from now, oh, I wasn't even close, but I'd like to think that I'm close. In any event, when we come back, we're going to be talking more about that call to greatness. Here, as a matter of fact, you know, interestingly enough, Carrie wrote a book about it, just in case you're curious. It's called A Call to Greatness, The Exciting, Joyous Journey Your Soul Wants to Take by Carrie Hart. We'll be talking more about that when we come back after this. And later on, music by Bevan Manson and Andrew Leonard, all on the Life Changes Show right after this.
Listen to these words. He would not be beat by forces too fierce for man, woman, or beast. As the going got tougher, his courage increased. It's a little story with a big message, a message that speaks to children of all ages. It's about believing in yourself, overcoming obstacles, and never giving up. It's been called a masterpiece, one of the finest children's books ever written, and a true children's classic. Shadow Stevens has been called Dr. Seuss for the 21st century. His big little book, The Big Galoot, is a story about bullying. Bullying has become an American epidemic, and The Big Galoot talks about it in a way that will touch the heart of a child of four and a grandfather of 104. It's the story of a little boy with size 42 hands, the biggest hands anyone has ever seen, and the kids laugh at him. Then the laughter turns mean. They mock him and trip him, and much worse. But throughout it all, Warren Galoot says, "I'm a galoot, but I have good luck. You can't get me down. I never give up." A second grader named Chandler said, "I thought it was the best funny book I have seen in my life." And we agree. Whoopi Goldberg said, "This is a great story. Bravo, Shadow." The Big Galoot is available now as an ebook exclusively on Kindle Fire on Amazon for only $3.98. We strongly urge you to get it for your children, your children's children, or as a gift to yourself. Its message speaks to all of us. Have good luck and never give up. Go to Amazon.com and search for The Big Galoot by Shadow Stevens.
You are listening to The Life Changes Show, live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as The Green Children, Dan Millman, Hot Rod Fuller, and Mike Marino on our archive page at lifechangesnetwork.com. You can also follow us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We are back. I am Filippo Voltaggio, and sitting here with Mark Legere and our guest, Carrie Hart. We've been talking about Quado and You Are Love, and we're going to be talking about A Call to Greatness and her book. But before we do that, I should mention there's something fun you can, everybody can play with Quado. That doesn't sound right, but on the website, right? Quado.com, right?
Yes.
Quado.com. We were playing with it before the show. Please help explain.
Well, I used to be sending out messages from Quado every day in emails, and I'm no longer doing that. So I didn't want to deprive people of Quado, so I built a site. And in that site, you go into the garden where I first talked to Quado, and you just relax and breathe, and you click when it feels right. And a message from Quado, one of my previous, a message from the Quado archives, comes up. Mm. So I encourage people to do this every day. They're all just as full of love as the message that you first saw, of love of life and love of ourselves. And as I say, again, that same message that we really want to embrace ourselves.
So that's at Quado.com. And actually, I went to also PowerAnimalsUnleashed.com.
Yes, I love that site.
That was kind of fun.
Yeah, it's the same idea. You go into, except a different result, you go into the enchanted forest and you think about, what is it that I need some advice about or some help about? And you click when it feels right and a power animal appears that has a message for you. So I've been working a lot with power animals lately, and, well, actually for years, but they are coming at me now. I'm getting all of these messages. I would love it if your listeners would sign up for my newsletter. You can do that in either place and get my messages.
Right, and that's at PowerAnimalsUnleashed.com.
Mm-hmm.
And then also we were talking about Quado.com.
You can sign up there too.
And also while we're at it, we've got CarrieHart.com, CarrieHart.com. And what is I-M-This.com? IamThis.com.
Okay. That's my membership site. I am live 4 times a week doing empowerments. Now, I get up to do this at 5:30 in the morning. And I used to get up at 4 a.m. to talk to Quado, so this is sleeping in. And what the empowerment is, I start out with drumming and chanting, and then we go into the shaman cave, and there we experience, it's like a combination of I call it an empowerment. It's a combination of meditation and visualization and energy work. And the whole idea, in the end, of course, it's all about helping you shine your light out into the world. And so it's a membership group, and we say good morning, and then we go into the cave. And one of the things that has started happening to me in the cave within the last year, would you like to
know? I don't know. Do we want to know?
I think we do.
I want to know.
She's talking about lions and tigers.
You see the look on her face? I want to know.
There are lions and tigers and bears. But also what has happened is I started out with a recording of shaman drumming, and then I thought, well, that's crazy. Let me just do some drumming myself. And then I started drumming, and then this language started coming to me that I don't know. Some people call those light languages. I always call it spirit singing. It's Oishimatayakwa Nasayatakai.
Now, what was that?
I don't know.
Oh.
Okay. I know the sense of it. I know.
I've heard this language from other people that have talked of it being spirit language or animal language. It's very interesting to hear it immediately from you.
It's so fascinating, and it comes in songs, and it just started coming out of me. At first, I thought, what is happening? Am I losing it? And I went to
Wait, now you thought of this? You didn't thought of this back? You didn't think of that back in Quado days?
Actually, I did.
Okay. Like, what took you so long?
As a matter of fact, my book, Call to Greatness, kind of addresses how I started out as such a skeptic and, well, an atheist. You know?
Yeah, actually, I like that you said that in your bio that we have up on the LifeChangesNetwork.com, Carrie Hart was not seeking a spiritual connection when a spiritual entity who called himself Quado began speaking to
and
her.
I certainly was not seeking having this strange language come through me, but it is. And what's interesting is that I'm understanding now that this is happening to more and more people.
Now, this is actually what you do in your one-on-one sessions, right?
I do
Similarly?
It also there.
Okay.
Right. So I have one-on-one sessions in which we start out exactly the same way, except that it's one-on-one instead of to a group.
Okay.
But we start out the same way with the chanting and the spirit singing. And in that case, I have a strong sense that the message being conveyed in the language, even though I can't tell you exactly what it's saying, you can tell it's a message. You can feel that it's a message. And the people who receive it resonate with it.
They know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
But at another level, not at your level of your rational English-speaking mind, but at your soul level, you know what's being conveyed. Isn't that interesting?
It's beautiful. And speaking of beautiful, I'm reading an excerpt here from your book. I know absolutely that you have within you right now, exactly as you are, the seeds of true greatness. You have a soul of beauty, love, and greatness, and the power to truly transform the world. Wow.
Yes, and that's what we need to be doing. And my private sessions, where I'm finding is they're getting deeper and deeper and deeper, and taking us more and more to that, to saying, it's time. It's time. We need to do this. You know, we're the ones who can do this, aren't we?
And this is what? It's what? Time for what? To do?
For us to transform the world. For us to realize that the problems of the world are not going to be solved through thinking and through our noisy, rational mind. They're going to be solved by all of us going so deeply into our centers and shining out from there and radiating out from there and finally using and exercising the true power that we have hardly even tapped into. You know, these things we call miracles, well, that's our power. That's what we do. That's what we have inside us. And that's how we can transform the world.
I like that. These things we call miracles. like hello.
These things. Have we heard of that word, miracles, Dorothy?
That's what you do. Actually, we're going to talk a little bit about this later, but you poke a little bit of fun at people and the way we think sometimes. In your other book that we're going to talk about, Earth Survival Guide, when you talk about placebos, can you? So I was reminded of that when you said miracles.
Actually, you're absolutely right.
Right.
That is right to the point. In my Earth Survival Guide, Why You Are Probably From Another Planet and How to Survive This One,
right.
I was looking at it from the point of view of I must be from another planet because this one makes no sense. I mean, really, a presidential candidate with a comb over? I mean, this makes sense. So
wait a minute. I mean, that's just, why are we making fun of his appearance? There's so much else
there
we can talk
about.
There
might be a whole planet of yeah, comb overs, actually.
He comes from the comb over planet. I mean,
you're absolutely right. There's so much more we could make fun of.
No, but I mean, okay, but your point
about placebos, yes. Yeah. So
can we scratch that from the record somehow?
So I wrote this book from the first part of it from the point of view of I have to be from somewhere else. And so I included in it a glossary of Earth terms,
right,
to help explain things like placebos, that there are these pharma companies that have to have these trials in which they prove that what their pill does is actually has more power to it than nothing whatsoever. And if they can't prove that, then they can't sell it. And so there are these people that they have successfully made us all think of as crazy who, in fact, take a sugar pill and heal themselves. And that's exactly what, on the planet I'm from, we know of as healing ourselves. But on the Earth, we are trained to feel that we don't have any power. We are trained to think we can't possibly heal ourselves. So we have to be tricked by giving a sugar pill to get below our thinking mind so we can do what naturally we can do.
Which brings us back to a call to greatness.
Yes, and miracles.
And miracles.
And love.
It's circular, yes, and love. Well, the websites are all at lifechangesnetwork.com that we talked about, carryheart.com, iamthisi-m-this.com, poweranimalsunleashed.com, and quado.com. And there also, you can sign up for a newsletter. You can find out where you could take a group session or a one-on-one. And you can also get the books there. They're also available on Amazon. And maybe a little later, we'll also talk about a CD. Now, Carrie has written some original songs, or are these channeled as well? Well,
No.
Okay, so and so the CD is Carrie Heart, It's Personal. I can't wait to hear this. Unfortunately, we won't be able to hear any of it today. You'll just have to get it. And when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about Earth's Survival Guide and probably a call to greatness and probably You Are Love, because it's all circular and it's all about everything we are. And it's beautiful. Thank you so much. And after that, we're going to have some beautiful music by Bevan Manson and Andrew Leonard, all on the Life Changes Show right after this.
The Life Changes Show is a premier radio show presented by the Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people, celebrities, corporate giants, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart, integrity, and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your lives through the Life Changes Show, LifeChangesNetwork.com, and through guest appearances on other inspiring shows and events. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching, a private consultation with one of us, corporate or live event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, please email us at info@lifechangesnetwork.com.
We are back. I am Filippo Voltaggio, sitting here with Mark Leger and our guest, Carrie Hart. That's Carrie, C-A-R-R-I-E, Hart, H-A-R-T. She's not only an author and a channeler, a modern shaman, and a spiritual pathfinder, she is a singer. Could just spend 1 minute on singing? What was that? What is that? Listen to me.
Have you heard?
What is this thing singing? I'm not
spend
from this
two
planet.
Or 3 minutes on it for those that don't know what singing is.
I don't know where that came from. It must be channeling. So were you singing before, obviously before any of this?
Yes.
Okay.
And I, you know, took my shot at getting out there doing some singer-songwriter things.
Ah, okay.
And the singing that I'm doing now is I'm with the Angel City Chorale, a wonderful, wonderful choir, and also my spirit singing.
Right.
So, but these albums, I went through a period of writing some, you know, original music, and it was a beautiful thing. And as a matter of fact, songwriting, singing and songwriting to me was part of the gateway into spirituality.
Mm.
So that I was doing just as I was talking to Quato in the garden.
Mm.
And the thing is that art opens up a whole channel for you that's very, very close to the same experience you have in talking to spirit. Because if you've ever talked to songwriters when they say, well, I don't really write the songs, they may say they come to me from God or they come to me from wherever. And it's because the very, very best work that you do as an artist does come from somewhere. It comes to you. And I also, when you're performing, you know how you get into the zone,
mm-hmm.
right? You get
mm-hmm.
into the place where you resonate, mm-hmm. and that's where you suddenly, well, that's where you hit your greatness.
Mm.
It's like athletes, you see, do the same thing. They suddenly do a performance, you know, the ice skater does something, goes way beyond anything she ever did. And those are the same place where you go to talk to spirit, and what that place is the oneness.
Mm.
It's the oneness. It's
mm.
the place where you and I and we're all one.
Mm.
We're all one, and that's where all the good stuff is.
Now, when you say you and I, you're talking about us earthlings?
Because I don't think you're an earthling.
Oh, I don't know how to take that. But, well, because in the Earth Survival Guide, why you probably are not, or why you probably... I don't know. What is it? Why you are probably from another planet and how to survive this one. You say in there, how to learn how to spot an earthling.
Yes.
What is that supposed to mean? And don't say comb over.
So one of the ways you can spot an earthling is that they understand this really weird concept called delayed gratification. They have this idea that if you do certain things that's cause and effect and delayed gratification, that you should put off enjoying yourself
mm.
and you should put off doing things because it'll have a better effect down the line.
So,
whereas in my planet...
Wait, there's
just
something wrong with waiting to retire to travel and have a good life?
Well, do you know, there's it's not wrong. It's just that on my planet, you would just think things into being.
Mm.
You wouldn't have to have this cause. In fact, I do this to make this happen, to make this happen, and eventually I enjoy myself.
You mean you don't have to wait 40 years and get a gold watch? You could actually think it into being, just do it.
I can
leave having
well,
to work.
Start my golf tour right now.
On my planet, but you see, the Earth, the earth is strange. It's strange, you know. We pups, that's people from other planets, have a lot of trouble here. And you know, one of the ways you can spot an earthling really well is if you ask the question, when do you eat? And an earthling says the most outrageous thing. They say, when I'm hungry. What? We know that food is a fabulous drug, mm-hmm. that makes us feel wonderful or awful. And it's something we turn to for all kinds of reasons other than being hungry.
Uh-huh.
Wow, there's a whole other show in that one.
Two. You know, I'm thinking, after the show, can we go to your planet? I mean, I have to be back tomorrow, but it sounds like fun.
Well, we can, because you see, the other thing that all pups have to know, it's the most important thing for us to know here on the Earth, and that is something that we learned on Star Trek, and that is when things here are really bad, and oftentimes they are, we can just say, beam me up, Scotty.
Bring the ship around, Quato.
And then what happens? Okay, you clicked your heel three times and then say, beam me up, Scotty, and then what happens?
Well, it doesn't always work.
It doesn't always work. Well, you know, you do know that some people listening to this will think, oh, my God, what is she on? And at the same time, you know, one doesn't have to believe in other planets or you know, any of that, to know that there is stuff here that we can take with us in our daily
yes,
life.
Yes, the first part of it is meant to be humorous, as we look at this and just say, this is, it's crazy here. It was just my way of finding a metaphor for expressing how crazy it is here. And then the last 100 pages are the what it is we can do about it. And that's all about power animals. It's all about bringing, you can think of a power animal as concentrated energy that you can use. So let's suppose I have to go into an interview or a sales call, and I know, and I feel really small, I'm struggling, and I can breathe in the energy of a lion, and I can give myself all kinds of presence and confidence and courage by inviting power animals into my life.
Hmm.
Yeah. Hmm. So the last 100 pages get a little more, here's what we can do about it. Because we can. We are full of power.
Well, I don't know what we've just breathed in by inviting you into our studio. But I am certainly glad that we did. This has been a pleasure. I knew you were deep, and I just didn't know you were so funny and fun. And thank you so much for that, Carrie Hart.
This has been a real pleasure. Thank you so much.
Such an honor.
Thank you, Carrie Hart. Earth Survival Guide and A Call to Greatness. And won't it be great when we all heed the call?
Yes.
And so with
and
that,
sing.
What's that?
And sing.
And sing. What's that? And with that, thank you, Carrie Hart. And speaking
you.
Of singing and music, when we come back, the music of Bevan Manson with special guest Andrew Leonard after this on the Life Changes Show.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening. Someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
You are listening to the Life Changes Show, live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as Mariel Hemingway, Shadow Stevens, Gary Zukav, and Kyle Cease, on our website at lifechangesshow.com. You can also follow us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and at Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We are back. I'm Filippo Voltaggio, sitting here with Mark Leger and our guest, Carrie Hart. And we have been joined in the studio, first of all, by Bevan Manson. He is a world-renowned composer and musician. Thank you so much for being here with us, Bevan.
Thank you, Filippo. It's great to be here.
It's great to have you here. And I've, of course, have known you for years, thanks to both of our friendship with, and your wife, Jenny Hansen. But I got to meet her because of Peter Yandua.
Right.
Or Peter Yandua Hudson. Manson, Hansen, and Hudson.
It's a vaudeville act. it has been in the past.
It has been.
In the past.
Our life has been such, indeed. Yes. Speaking of vaudeville, you haven't written any music for vaudeville, have you?
Pretty close to it. As a matter of fact, I have a piece that's going to be premiered next week. It's a choral piece, actually. And it has a little bit of vaudeville in it, definitely. A little bit of the 20s style.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of a fun piece. It's very serious, but it has some fun moments in it. So vaudeville seemed like, I always feel vaudeville is ready to come back any moment.
Oh, so. Okay. Well, let me know when you get that vibe. I might want to do something with you.
Okay.
You, of course, have performed more on the jazz and the chamber and the classical side, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And you've worked with many orchestras throughout the world, actually, and especially here with some very fine musicians as well in L.A. This is quite exciting.
Yes. Yes. It's been a very fertile time right now. As a matter of fact, our guest tonight, our other guest tonight, Andy Leonard, otherwise known as Andrew Leonard, has been a frequent performer of my music. He's a great clarinetist and we've been in a lot of situations where he's been playing new music of mine at very short notice. And other times when he's recorded music for me, he's on one of my albums. In terms of just as an example of LA musicianship, he's just a great musician. And there are so many others like him who are really hard workers who maybe a little bit under the radar. In terms of what Carrie was saying earlier, sometimes that's a good thing. Sometimes it's good to be just, it's easier a little bit to be who you are because people aren't trying to define you.
Mm.
If you're a little bit under the radar and you can develop that way.
Interesting.
And be yourself more.
Interesting. Well, actually I thought of Andrew when Carrie was talking about something in particular, and I'll mention it in a moment. But also with you, Bevan, when she was talking about art opening up channels.
Yes.
So how did you interpret that for you?
Well, I mean, I don't know if it's coincidental, but I live near the Channel Islands. And,
so you're all opened up.
I have to tell you something. No, I'm in complete agreement because I think, as a composer, there's a lot of pressure on you to be this and to be that. And there are people with stylistic agendas out there who have a megaphone, if not various microphones. And it's hard to listen to yourself. It's hard to listen to that small inner voice that tells you who you are. The voice that, say, Thoreau, I don't want to get too metaphysical here, but the voice that, say, Thoreau speaks of, or Rumi, or many other great mystics speak about it, that it's inside you. But you have to kind of cast aside all the pretensions and all the hype and that's, floating around and the opinions and everything and try to figure that out. Because if you don't figure that out, then you can't be, you got to be who you are. I mean, we all know that, I think, naturally, but it's hard when there's so much noise in the atmosphere, swirling around.
Mm.
So I'm a believer in those channels because they come to you. If you let them, they will come to you. But you have to be open.
You have to be open to that. heeding the call to greatness.
Yeah.
or heeding the call to you-ness.
Right.
And Andrew, first of all, I should say, Andrew, it's a pleasure having you here as well. And thank you, Bevan, for introducing us to him and inviting him into the studio with us. You are you know what you are. Andrew is a clarinet virtuoso and he's a teaching artist. We'll talk more about that in a moment. But in the meantime, welcome to the studio.
Thanks for having me.
I have to mention that while Carrie was talking about the children who start playing at 3 years old or something at the piano, I thought about you because I had read about you that when you were in fifth grade, you told your parents, you're laughing already.
Yeah.
You know what I'm going to say.
You read my bio, yes.
Yeah, I read your bio, but it's written a couple different places. Go ahead and tell us what that is.
I remember when I was, fifth grade, I was just starting clarinet, really getting into it, and it's just something I connected with. And I don't remember this personally, but I remember when I was getting ready to leave for college that my mom reminded me of this story, and it was wonderful to see how, like, the beginning of my life and the new phase of my life had connected in that
mm-hmm.
way.
Mm-hmm. And what you supposedly said, according to your mother, is all I need in college is a decent place to be noisy and play the clarinet. And that's when you were in fifth grade. And then you went and did that when you were in college. And here you are years later.
Yeah.
Doing a fine job as a clarinet virtuoso. Really quickly, before we hear your both play, teaching artist, I think that's connected to what we're talking about as well.
Yeah, I think being a teacher has connected me to different artistic channels. By virtue of just working with people very different than me, people who maybe don't necessarily care a lot about music yet, it's really forced me to develop empathy and to think more deeply about why I do this music thing in the first place, day after day. Every single class is a new day, a new experience.
Mm. Well, we're about to have a new experience. And Bevan, tell us what this is about.
Well,
what are we going to hear?
This is a piece that I wrote, composed a little while ago. It's on one of my albums from put out by Albany Records. And Andy has played this piece a number of times in different situations. He's also the artist recording it on this album. It's a little solo piece. It's part of a suite for solo clarinet. It's a very challenging piece. It goes low and it goes high, and it's kind of got a lot of fun rhythmic things in it. It's called Gotcha because every time you think you know where you are in it, it reaches out and pinches you a little bit.
Oh, so it's called Life.
Yeah, it could be like that. Yeah, exactly. Right. As I said, Andy's recorded it on the Albany Records label for me, and he's going to play it right now. It's a short little fun piece, so without further ado.
Well, when you say solo, is it just him, or do you actually accompany him?
Well, here's what we're going to do tonight, because you're you and we're us. And you are so inspiring and spontaneous that I decided we'd have two versions of it. One is the formal version, which is a solo clarinet piece, all written out. The other one is the same thing, but I'm going to improvise an accompaniment.
Nice.
To the piece.
Nice.
You figure the composer should know the piece well enough to do so.
Well, do you know the composer well enough?
I'm getting to know myself. I think that's a Rodgers and Hart song.
Getting
Hammerstein.
To know you.
Yeah, right.
All right. Well, this is very exciting. Never heard before.
Right. It's a premiere.
And this is a premiere, in a way. Of Gotcha, written by Bevan Manson and performed by Bevan Manson on the keyboard and Andrew Leonard on the clarinet here live at Studio NoHo on the Life Changes Show. Thank you.
now here we are together. Just the way we rehearsed it.
That was great. Now, we in the studio know they're kidding because that was totally improvised.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We never did this before until
Bevan,
15 minutes ago.
That was amazing.
Earthlings, Carrie?
Yeah, they're not earthlings either.
No, never.
I can show you
my non-earthling ID card.
That's fantastic.
Wow. Well, that's Gotcha and Gotcha Too.
Gotcha and Gotcha Too, yeah. Two pinches for the price of one.
Wow. Well, you said that's you did that because I am me and you are you and we are we. And
yeah.
Boy, it's good to be us.
Right. Yeah. It's good to be in the moment.
You know.
That was a moment.
Wow. That's amazing. You know you have to do that again, not just on the show, but I think you need to record that.
Well, we just did, technically,
here at Studio NoHo.
Well, that's good.
But there's more of that the two of you need to do.
Oh, yeah. Well, we have another little thing if you have time, only if you have time.
Well, we do. And actually, before we move on, if in one sentence, Andrew can tell us what he said about he thought, since he's a teaching artist, and I find this interesting, he calls himself that teaching is that important to him, that he thought he was a hero because he was teaching underprivileged children music. And then he learned, or rather he turned it around and said the heroes were what, or who were the heroes, Andrew?
Yeah, I was patting myself on the back day after day. And in the process, I realized that these young people who I thought I was mentoring, I realized that the things that they were going through, you know, sometimes just to get to a class once or twice a week, were things that, you know, might have been able to overwhelm me, you know, might have caused me to shut down or give up. And seeing their resilience and their grit and their perseverance, you know, inspired me to be a better person and a better teacher to them.
Mm. That is beautiful. And Bevan, I turn the question around to you and I say, I know that this hasn't been an easy road for you. Why have you persisted?
I think sometimes this kind of ties into what Carrie was saying earlier. I think sometimes, you know, not only do we get the message, even though it's buried deep inside us and sometimes takes years to come out, that we just have to be ourselves. I sort of lead a double life, maybe a triple life as a musician, in that I'm a concert composer, but I'm also a jazz pianist. And so, you know, if you're going to make it in music, you kind of have to really make one thing work at a time. And it can be very challenging. But, you know, I think one of the things that's the most important to realize is that not only, you know, the old cliche is that it's a journey. The product at any one given moment is just a moment in time. It's the journey that counts. But beyond that, it's the body of work that you feel you must add. If you see, you know, Andy was talking about the trials and tribulations a lot of these kids go through. I mean, it's amazing. It's just amazing how many children are just invisible to our leaders and our people who supposedly are spokespeople for us. And not just children, but all kinds of people who really labor hard under tough, very tough conditions. And sometimes you just have to do it. Other times, you know, there's a better, another way. But, you know, speaking of Thoreau, who I mentioned earlier, and there's a passage in Walden where he noticed this 150 years ago or whenever it was. Well, it's been almost 200 years that, you know, people are really, they work so hard. They have such burdens on themselves and they need a moment to listen to their own voice and to find out who they are aside from this system of labor that everybody's engaged in, which, you know, is supposed to be efficient and is supposed to be the best possible world of all worlds, whether you're Candide or not, you might believe that. but the thing is that there are pockets in the world, there are societies and places in the world where there's more of a balance, where you can, where there's a commitment to allowing yourself to be who you are in terms of your soul. And, you know, we have these messages. For me, it was just, I got to do this. It doesn't matter how hard it is. I have to do it because there's this musical idea inside today, tomorrow, last week, 2 months from now. I know there's going to be another one. There's a musical idea that I have to produce. I have to flesh it out. I have to put it into, I have to communicate it because somewhere deep inside me, it might be a vehicle that I am just for this idea. It might not, but I know that it's, I have to believe that it's going to add a little beauty to the world. And we know we need that. And not to push my own thing any more than 35 other people. I mean, they have their own beautiful things to say, but we all need room to say that. And the children who are learning these instruments under sometimes very difficult economic conditions, they need to express themselves too. And this is one way they can do it without words. They find ways to say things that they would never be able to say in words, some magical, magical things. And then they also, on top of that, they find that together, when they're playing together, something magical happens too, in real time. And that's what I'm talking about with myself too, if I'm creating an idea. I'll never play that accompaniment to the little piece we just did the same way again. But hopefully there's something in there, you know, either that or something I can build on. And I could feel how much fun it was just doing it. And so that has a kind of a magic to itself. And then on top of that, you know, it leaves an imprint with you saying, okay, what's the next step? What can come of that? What's beautiful that can come out of that?
Gotcha. Well, 3 and 4.
Yeah, gotcha 3 and 4. Gotcha,
not to mention 2B and 2C.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sure. Well, thank you for that. And I just want to make sure that everybody knows that that CD that Andrew is on, that Bevan, all his music, or a lot of his music is on, is available at BevanManson.com.
Well, actually, it's available at AlbanyRecords.com. Because I'm not allowed to sell it myself, technically speaking.
Okay.
They own it.
So don't go to Bevan Manson for the record, but you can go to BevanManson.com to learn more about you.
Yes.
And then Albany Records, A-L-B-A-N-Y Records.com for the record. And Andrew C. Leonard. Leonard is L-E-O-N-A-R-D.com.
Yeah.
Can they go there for records or don't go there for records either?
For records, to learn about upcoming performances. And if I may, the music education program we mentioned was called Harmony Project, harmony-project.org.
Nice. Okay. And what is the final piece that we're going to get to hear today?
We're going to just play a little something. I was so inspired by the sound in the studio here. I just wrote something down for Andrew to play. That's a little fragment. It's more lyrical.
Really?
It's
like just now?
Well, it was about an hour ago while we were rehearsing.
Wow.
And
okay, inspiration all over this
place.
Oh
yeah, this is a really fun place to be. And
great to have you. Come
back.
And
also, I think the vibe is just great in here. It's really great.
Well, is new. Never heard. You haven't even heard this.
Well, we rehearsed it.
You did rehearse it. Okay.
So we've heard it.
And what did you call it?
I'm just going to call it a lyric fragment for now, but it's a little sad in a way, but that was, we had that kind of happy, fun thing, and so now we'll have a little reflective thing.
Reflective.
Yeah,
I like that better.
Yeah.
Okay.
There you go.
So this is called, this is a lyric fragment.
Yes, so far. I'll keep you posted.
By Bevan Manson, and it'll be performed by Bevan Manson and Andrew Leonard on the clarinet here live and inspired by Studio NoHo on the Life Changes Show. The two of you brought a tear to my eye.
Oh, great. Well, you're an opera guy, so.
Not because it was sad, though, because I was moved.
Good.
Because it was inspiring. And the fact that it was, I was thinking this could be a movie, and I thought, wait a minute, it's the soundtrack of the movie of our life.
Right.
Right now.
It's us.
It's us.
That's right.
Wow.
Very reflective. Yeah.
Well, right. So far.
So far, right, exactly. That's good, Mark.
To be the name of it.
This is just a fragment.
So far.
Thank you. I like that. You know what? I'm going to use that.
Perfect.
You don't? Great. I'll give you a credit.
Wow. Well, Bevan, thank you so much.
Thank you.
I don't know what took us so long, but we're finally here, and I hope you come back. Bevan Manson.
I'd love to.
Bevan Manson at the keyboard and the beautiful music by him as well. Again, his record's available at albanyrecords.com, and his website is bevanmanson.com. And Andrew Leonard on the clarinet, absolutely beautiful.
Amazing.
Thank you.
Thank you, Filippo.
Thank you. And andrewcleonard.com. And Carrie Hart, what a pleasure.
Thank you. I loved being here. Of course, Bevan's music makes me want to speak in strange languages.
Okay. And that'll be another show. And what could I say? I have
wonderful.
To start off by thanking also Brent Hahn for making this possible here at Studio NoHo.
Thank you, Brent.
Brent, for being such a great engineer and proprietor here. On behalf of our executive producer, Dorothy Donahue, and our producer, Mark Lejeune, and myself, Filippo Voltaggio, reminding you that if your life has changed even remotely as much as ours did tonight, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to the Life Changes Show on the BBS Radio Network. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time and visit us online at lifechangesnetwork.com, on Facebook at The Life Changes Show, and on Twitter at Life Changes Show. Join us again next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes. The Life Changes Network is an entertainment network. The views and opinions expressed are those of the guests and participants and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Life Changes.